This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's recent attacks on the city of Baltimore, Black Congressman Elijah Cummings, and other lawmakers of color could hurt him as the election approaches. But as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president has a very different opinion.
A Gallup poll last month showed his approval among Black Americans at 8%. Some 80% of registered Black voters in a new Quinnipiac University poll think he's racist. Polling also shows the attacks could hurt the president with suburban voters, whom he'll need to win another term. But he's been telling advisors he thinks the attacks on minority Democrats will help ignite his core, and said much the same while leaving the White House.
Now I think I'm helping myself.
When he returned a few hours later,
there's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
Saying he's just pointing out facts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump says he thinks the United States will do well in trade negotiations with China in Shanghai. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, the president said China is suffering more from the current trade war than the United States. Earlier, Trump had warned China against playing a waiting game to see if he wins re-election, tweeting that any deal worked out after next year's election could be worse than the one being offered now. North Korea fired multiple projectiles from its east coast early Wednesday, according to South Korea's military. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were launched from near North Korea's Hodo Peninsula. The launch comes 6 days after North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles in what it said was a response to South Korea's decision to purchase U.S. weapons and continue joint military drills with Washington. This is VOA News. The first of two scheduled Democratic debates this week is in just over an hour in Detroit, Michigan. In all, 20 contenders will be looking for a breakout moment to show they are the best candidate to face President Trump next year. 10 of the candidates face off Tuesday night with Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Bernie Sanders of Vermont center stage. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan says that when President Trump talks about the city of Baltimore, people should remember he has a cynical track record of breaking his promises to working people.
When I hear Baltimore, I hear Detroit. I hear Flint. I hear Saginaw. I hear Youngstown. I hear Gary, Indiana. This is a president who stands with his friends, and everybody else is on their own. We're not going to forget this.
A new Quinnipiac poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden as the leading Democratic candidate, with 34% of Democrats and independents leaning Democratic. An Air Force general nominated to become the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff went before the Senate Armed Services Committee and denied allegations of sexual misconduct Tuesday. General John Hyten told the committee that the allegations are not true and that it has been devastating for his family.
There was a very extensive, thorough investigation that Dr. Wilson described, which revealed the truth. Nothing happened, ever.
Hyten appeared before the Armed Services Committee about the charges brought by his former aide, Army Colonel Catherine Spletstoser. Spletstoser says Hyten subjected her to a series of unwanted sexual advances in 2017 when she was one of his top aides. The Air Force Office of Special Investigations reviewed the matter and found insufficient evidence. The UN humanitarian chief urged the Security Council to take action Tuesday to end the carnage in Syria's Idlib province, the last opposition-held stronghold. An exasperated Mark Lowcock told council members Tuesday they've ignored previous pleas and done nothing.
Are you again going to shrug your shoulders, as Michelle Bachelet said, or are you going to listen to the children of Idlib and do something about it?
The Security Council is deeply divided, with Russia backing the Syrian government and Western nations supporting the opposition. That has prevented the UN's most powerful body from taking any significant action. Susanna Sirkin, the Director of Policy for Physicians for Human Rights, said the Council's failure to act had let down civilians in Syria. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.